Now to an artist who's been recognized all over the world for his art installations and dissident activism in China, activism that cost him years under house arrest. We're talking about Ai Weiwei. When his passport was reissued by the Chinese government, Ai Weiwei embarked on what might be his most ambitious project yet, an epic film about the global refugee crisis, the largest forced migration since World War II. The film, Human Flow, released yesterday, tries to capture both the enormous scale of the crisis, the miles-long lines of people toting their belongings, the massive refugee camps, as well as the individual stories of people, including many children, in desperate need. I spoke with Ai Weiwei recently about the film, and I started by asking if he saw himself as a refugee.
Yes, 100%, because I was born after the year my father was criticized as enemy of the people. In China, that's the biggest crime you can have. My father is simply a poet, a very well-known poet. So he has been exiled. I grew up with him in very remote desert area, actually in northwest China. So I personally experienced how people has been mistreated and of course also really punished for the crime that he never really committed. So I share this kind of sentiment of people miss everything and lost everything.
What do you hope that your film will add to all of the discussion about the global migrant crisis?
I think as a human being, if you sit in front of any of them, you look at their eyes, you immediately understand who they are. They're just like your brothers or sisters or your own children. You know, it's nothing different. But very often we just see the news footage, we see something very dramatic or sentimental, but immediately we can forget about them because this is very little human connection in there. It become some kind of story. So my understanding is that you really have to meet them to see who they are. Then you understand you're the one who can really take action. So we are living in a human society. Every tragedy is actually made by ourselves. And we have enough resource, if we do have some understanding of humanity, to easily solve those problems, to helping those people. By helping them, we understand ourselves, because we're all part of it. We cannot give up humanity or to push them away. This is never the answer.
The film shows scale in a way that is hard for me to describe without seeing it. I mean, there are many aerial shots where you see just vast seas of people on the move, but you also tell, as you said, individual stories where you talk to people about their experiences. Is there any story that you wish to highlight for us?
The situation getting so bad, you have 65 million being pushed away from their home. Every second, the people lost their home. So yes, each of them have very sad, touching stories, but they're all the same. It's all as a result of our neglect, and in 21st century, you know, people are so privileged and have enough resources to help, but because we don't want to look at it, because our media doesn't really give the real, true discussion on those issues, and our leadership are so coward and lacking of compassion and imagination.
To that end, I was looking at some excerpts from the film on YouTube, and there's an excerpt from you on YouTube talking about the film. And I must say, the comments are very ugly. They say that, you know, these people are rapists. And I just wonder, one does not know how seriously to take this. This could be like three people just, you know, sending a lot of nasty comments. But what if it does represent a significant
perspective?
How do you understand that?
I think it's not just a few people. You have the third powerful party in this election in Germany are rightist and really racist. And in the United States, same. You know, you have this kind of brutality of violence towards colored people. And this is shocking. And it's a fact. And you have a precedent not to protect those people, but rather to set up policies to divide people art to build a wall.
Do you have, forgive me, but do you have any sympathy at all for the fear that some people have about refugees and migrants?
I have great sympathy for them, for the lacking of knowledge, and that as a result, lacking of understanding of humanity, and also underestimate their own possibilities to help another person, which can be considered as high as a ritual in many, many religions. Just help someone. Never to say this is too big or it's not my problem. So I do have a great, deepest sympathy for people who doesn't have a clear vision about the world and about themselves, you know, doesn't understand the value of life.
What is keeping you going at this point?
My curiosity, I try to cope to understand the world, you know, before it's too late. I'm quite old, 60 years old, and my knowledge is very narrow, and, you know, I'm still very naive in many ways. But I never relaxed to really jump into a situation, and through this experience I can learn something.
That is Ai Weiwei. He is an artist, activist, and filmmaker. His new documentary, Human Flow, is out this week. He was kind enough to join us in our studios in Washington, D.C. Ai Weiwei, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.